Here in Washington, flags are flying at half-mast. Black smoke is curling upwards from burning buildings on 7th Street. Shops are closing and windows being cleared by their owners. And office workers are leaving the center of town early, partly to avoid traffic jams, but also to avoid any spread of rioting. It's on a small scale at the moment and in a limited area, not far from Capitol Hill. But there is looting and burning and a certain amount of assault, and the job of the police is being made worse by the traffic jams. It's far from being a major riot, but it's not yet dark. The District of Columbia National Guard has been alerted, called to weekend duty. The president has done several things, all apparently designed to convince the Negro community that he and white America care about Dr. King's murder. He's cancelled his Hawaii conference on Vietnam. He's proclaimed a national day of mourning on Sunday. He's called a special joint session of Congress. It'll probably meet on Monday night. He's been to a memorial service for Dr. King. He's had long conferences at the White House with civil rights leaders. They have told him appeals for the Negro to be patient are wasted, that the only answer is concrete programs, jobs, houses, opportunity. But this is not a situation in which anyone can do a great deal to influence events. Here's an extract from the latest of the president's appeals made on nationwide television.
Men who are white, men who are black, must and will now join together, as never in the past, to let all the forces of divisiveness know that America shall not be ruled by the bullet, but only by the ballot of free and of just men. In these years, we have moved toward opening the way of hope and opportunity and justice in this country. Our work is not yet done, but we have begun. And we must move with urgency and with resolve and with new energy in the Congress and in the courts and in the White House and the State House and the city halls of the nation. Wherever there is leadership, political leadership, leadership in the churches, in the homes, in the schools, in the institutions of higher learning, until we do overcome.
Dr. King's body has been taken from Memphis to his hometown of Atlanta in an aircraft supplied by Senator Robert Kennedy. Dr. King's successor, the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, has promised to carry out his program, including a protest march in Memphis on Monday and the Poor People's March on Washington in a few weeks' time. Stokely Carmichael, the radical Negro leader, has called Dr. King's killing an act of war against blacks by white America, and he has called for retaliation on the streets. And finally, the Pentagon has announced that federal troops are standing by. Charles Wheeler, BBC, Washington.